Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass. I can run away from my
head. Space, a final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, hail, all away from the Neverland. Presenting
by Unite.
Interface complete.
Yeah, you know what? I just watched something. Good day, people. You know what I'm saying? What's happening? It's your boy DJ Smells So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smells So Good, a.k.a. shit. We is up in this biatch. You know what I'm saying? Send shouts out to everybody out there in virtual land. Right now, we're Wrecking the Game Radio, man. We doing this shit real big. This is My Help, Your Help Monday. Presents Bad Air. And we're going to be doing a lot of air quality comparisons. You know what I'm saying? From the United States to the Netherlands, because, you know, my co-host, Mr. Sayanai, is off in the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? And so we need to get some comparisons going on. I already did the show, you know, talking about the bad water and everything, you know what I'm saying, when BP came through and tried to fuck up the water. Well, they've been fucking up the water supply, you know what I'm saying? They just decided to go ahead and let Americans know that, hey, we've been fucking up your water, man, but we're going to go ahead and tell you. You know, we just gonna let you know now that we've been fucking it up. So, and now we'll try to repair it. Yeah, right. Imagine that. Hell, let me start trying to sign in using Twitter. Let's find out. So that's what we getting into today, cause you know, motherfuckers don't know what the hell they breathing, man. Honestly, bitch don't know what they breathing. Motherfuckers could be, you know, you walk outside and you start walking around and you know, you smell 1,000 different motherfucking, you know, fragrance. You smell a little bit of anything and everything, so it's kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the am I breathing? And that's the weird part, you know what I'm saying? So, today's show is what I want to do is try to, and I have to wait till a couple of people get around here, and that's so we can find out, you know, who controls your air, who's responsible for knowing what the fuck goes in and in and around the air, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you got your EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure it's another agency. If you got an agency that, you know, monitors the quality of the water and stuff, you should have a another person that monitors the quality of the air. And that's what we need to find, you know what I'm saying, whoever does that. And I'll end up finding that, you know what I'm saying. But in the meantime, in between time, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do what we do. Represent independent artists worldwide, and I thought you new, and it's going down. Y'all check.
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the FNANR Indie Artist Seminar, presented by...
Listen, I'm supposed to Scott Saliva.
Going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, that's my home girl right there. She on it down real big, you know what I'm saying? And coming up soon, people, we are getting it in the workers. We are getting it in the
greetings,
workers.
Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayanai. And where we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
That's real. And if you happen to be down here in the Florida area, look out for my homeboy, Mr. Krim. Crime City Records got the new DVD coming out, you know what I'm saying, representing his hood and every hood around, you know what I'm saying? So y'all check him out, because we got that money on our mind. And y'all already know shit be starting all low. I don't like that. It's my health, your health, money represents bad air. He's up in the building. 347-237-5125. Call and holler at your boy, because he's always live.
Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bank roll, so big hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick. Bring it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bank roll, so big hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick. Bring it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. I gotta keep it pushing, man. Money to the ceiling. Some woman shows up every hole, or even drug dealing. Freaks to the ceiling, man. I must be amazing. Ain't selling shit, bitch. Call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery. I'm about to let it jump a chain. Indicators weak. Yeah, I'm about to let my nuts hang. Crime City Records, and we do it B.I.G. Spinning things on a charger, got your bitch off all in me. What the fuck you talking about, your studio gang? Can't never kill shit, so I'ma call you Wayne. I got the right girl, and it's going for the lower round. Here in Crime City, it's a flight, tell us no. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater-proof. Use your money, right, your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater-proof. Use your money, right, your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. Yeah. Money on my mind, baby, I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so big, hoes, I'ma dig. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack queen, bring it on down, I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby, I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so thick, hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack queen, bring it on down, I'ma sell it this shit. Give me your number, yeah, I'ma hit you right back. I got a better call, a nigga only two stacks. I gotta get my cheese up, money over everything. What the fuck I look like, what's the pocket chain? Just bought a new whip on a Danny Dane. Just left the studio with the hit man. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I love a ball. Hoes on me so much, they take me through them all. Bitches come a dime a dozen like a crater egg. Get it to the small, but she got some big legs. This looking juicy, so I call that bitch Lucy. Trying to get decent, but she always has Gucci. Call me up in heels, cause I made them hoes back. I will a fortune dick, cause I bet they make a bet. I better yet still become a money so long. When I finish this track, they'll be singing this song. Money on my mind, baby, I'm talking big grip. Bank roll, so big, hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick, I got a stack queen. Bring it on down, I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby, I'm talking big grip. Bank roll, so big, hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick, I got a stack queen. Bring it on down, I'ma sell it this shit.
Want to make a quick mention, man, go to www.813battles.webs.com. You know what I'm saying? And vote, man. We got new battles posted up. You know what I'm saying? Featuring my dog Ashwood versus Brandon Sky out of Orlando. We got motherfucking 305 representing Miami versus Young Nino out of Orlando by the way of New York. You know, he's repping New York. And then we had my dog AWOL versus Problem South. And I mean, you talking about some snapping battles, man. Y'all need to check that out. It's 813 battles. That is what we doing, man. You can also check it out on YouTube.com /813battles, B-A-T-T-L-E-S, for all you motherfuckers that can't spell, but I don't mind you got on the internet anyway, so fuck it. And also go to www.813battles.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S, .webs.com. And that's where you can go and vote. So vote on the YouTube, rate the video on the YouTube site, you know, give it a thumbs up, a thumbs down. And then if you don't mind, you know what I'm saying, go to the other page and actually vote. You can go and vote there. We got a lot of battles up, you know what I'm saying? We do battles every other month, you know what I'm saying, to allow time, you know, to really get people listening to it. So that's what time is, you know what I'm saying? We'll get off into a little Deuce. It's my own boy Deuce right here. And we're coming right back at you featuring Short D.
Al Cartel on the beat, nigga. Remember that name. Deuce and Short D, nigga. It ain't a game.
Boy. Y'all niggas better be glad I got a little bread to play with, boy. Cause if I did, look here.
Back to the money, y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit your lick. Get your ass up out that coupe. This how your boy gon' play it. I don't give a fuck where you say it. I don't give a fuck
about your clique. Man, fuck that nigga you with. He ain't nothing but a soft nigga anyway. He's scared, he ain't ready for the gunplay. I can see it in his pussy ass eyes. Yeah, the bitch nigga really wanna try. When I pop that trunk and I drop, 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 one of y'all fuck niggas gon' die. I done seen everything but Jesus. I don't rock no dread, but I rock that red, that purple ass in pieces. I done followed your ass to your home. Man, I know that you whipping up stone. See, nigga, that bitch that you trust, that silly hoe talk too much. She ain't worth it but a bag and a blunt. She the reason why your ass got stuck. See, you really need to be in church. Go talk to a preacher, son. Cause the streets, they really ain't for you. Get saved, you stand in the pulpit. Like a preacher, little nigga, try to get rich. Guaranteed to get slapped with the four-fifth. You don't give up that money, nigga, real quick. See, most of them loves enough in a 187. A motherfucker like me, it's just gotta eat. I gotta eat, 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 because I'm hungry. I gotta eat, 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 because I love it. I gotta eat, 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 because I'm hungry. I gotta eat, 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 because I love bread. Oh man, I'm hungry, dawg. For this money, dog, chasing paper, that's what I'm running for. Look at me now, that boy, that money low. Hey, being broke, so I'm selling dope. Go tell the cops, I'm making paper. Fuck you, fuck niggas, y'all just haters. Yeah, I'm looking good on 20 rims. Play you smiling at your ass. Picture on the side. Watch me as I ride. I want an autograph. That shit costs five. Yeah, I love bread, something you can't get. So get your stacks off, cause I stay chasing money. I let my pockets feel fluffy. Ain't that something? So when you see a nigga, don't be acting funny. The next time you see me, I'm crushing something. So holler at me when you see me down, homie.
Y'all, hey, Shaw, man, they run around here like it's Ramadan or something, man. Starving themselves. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, why is y'all fasting? Ain't no fasting going on. The economy fucked up, dog. We're in a recession. Boy. Well, y'all just don't know, boy. If I was broke like you, nigga, look here.
Back to the money, y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, don't hit me a lick. Get your ass up out that cool. No, nigga, you can keep that chain. That shit ain't worth a motherfucking thing. Stop most y'all niggas get killed doing all that flexing. Know what that way he ain't really got now. I'm straight out the hood. Hit a lick now, live in Carrollwood. If you want it, you can really come and get some. Pussy nigga, but you better put a big gun. Shooting off, get you raw, nigga, in the bank. You got that nigga top, the DJ. See, most two are left end up in a 187. When a motherfucker like me just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat. Because I'm hungry. I gotta eat, 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 I gotta eat. Because I love bread. I gotta eat, 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 I gotta eat. Because I'm hungry. I gotta eat, 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 I gotta eat. Because I love bread.
I give a shout out to the East, praying for peace. Will it ever be epidemic, raw disease? They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing news in every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see, you can't imagine what I dream. The new day, USA Today, every shot will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, they're back at bay. We betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the standing wait? After a massive wave, we trying hard to break. For victims of traumatization, hoping they could be found and place them back home. A place many people won't go, so this ain't hope. Pushing for the day they can all go.
Somewhere over the rainbow. clues, I abuse my youth when I spend the paycheck on shoot. And I do competition, taking shots of booze. My high school wasn't part of the news. That doesn't mean my classmates wasn't part of a crew. Carrying suits, substituting the lunchbox. Used to share blow bars, but now it's gunshots. And when the gunshot, the game don't stop. Companies pay the media to blame hip-hop, but
correct when you step. The activity is so slack.
It's about to be a party in the ghetto. I'm inviting food from every hood. Up in every hood. So if the po-pos wanna try to shut it down, then you know it's all good. Let you know it's all good. I don't think they wanna see us over there. Over there. A honey cats with their pistols in the air. In the air. Try to play Mr. Show Off, but you about 30 seconds from being so off.
Yeah.
House of Dawn's in the building.
See him duck.
Renesee.
Lonely Gang. War Zone. Yeah.
It's about to be a party in the ghetto. I'm inviting food from every hood. Up in every hood. So if the po-pos wanna try to shut it down, then you know it's all good. Let you know it's all good. I don't think they wanna see us over there. Over there. Honey cats with their pistols in the air. In the air. Try to play Mr. Show Off, but you about 30 seconds from being so off.
YouTube videos posted up, man. Go to 813Battles. YouTube.com/813Battles, man. We got new battles posted up. You know what I'm saying? We need views. We need ratings. You know what I'm saying? Give us a thumbs up or the thumbs down for the video, for the quality, for everything. You know what I'm saying? It's the only way people are going to tighten their game up. You know what I'm saying? If you support that, you know. So everything is posted. It's ready to check out. Matter of fact, I got to hit up my homeboy Ashwood right now and let him know everything is a motherfucking go. You know what I'm saying? And then you can go to www.813battles.webs.com and vote there too. You know, but that's where you go and vote at. You know what I'm saying? Lower voice volume, low on here. Well, that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. I know I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyway, this is what we doing. We talking about today. It's all about the bad air, man. I got a matter of fact, hold on. Let me get on over here and get my porn music started. Because I just need to find the EPA number. You know what I'm saying? Environmental Protection Agency or somebody's number. And actually, it might be a website related to the air quality, and we're going to find that out. You know what I'm saying? How can you find out the air quality, test the air quality or something like that in your area? You know what I'm saying? See if you got bad air or not. One thing that blows me, though, every time, you know what I'm saying, I walk out, you got a lot of stuff, EPA Air Now. Oh, okay. Yeah, they do got it. Provides real-time air pollution data forecasts, general information on air quality, smog, ozone maps, and detailed daily reports from selected states. And let's see who they've selected. But like I'm saying, when I go outside, you know what I'm saying, like in my area now, especially here in Florida, a lot of people suffer from allergies because you got a lot of pollen, dust, you got all kind of shit in there, you know what I'm saying? Now, from us, when we go outside, you know what I'm saying, well, for me and my mother, when we walk outside, you know what I'm saying, you got the guys working out on the roof, working on the roof, so you don't know what the fuck kind of smoke that dust, you don't know what's in that. You got these ragged-ass old people around here that's got these old-ass raggedy, untested fucking emissions, because we don't do the emissions test no more. I don't know why. We still need to, because these nasty motherfuckers around here need to throw these goddamn cars away. And that was a good thing that we had going on for the emissions test. You know what I'm saying? Making sure people's car wasn't burning too much oil, wasn't burning too much gas. And that was, you know, that's what leaves the, yeah, that's what I'm on right now. Yeah, airnow.gov. And my bad. Thank you, Heavenly Angel. Sidekick, Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? Alongside me and Mr. Cyanide. Finds all the hot information, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, y'all can go to airnow.gov and look at the same information that I'm looking up. Put your area code in, and then, not your area code, put your zip code in. Let me find out. Put my zip code in, and let's see here. We're going to see what the air quality is down here. Because when I walk out, man, I smell so many different smells. You know what I'm saying? Some days, you know, it's shit. It be hard to fucking breathe. You know what I'm saying? And other days, you know, it's heavily. But that's normally on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? When traffic is down, you don't have all these big ass trucks right down the street right now. I stay about a half a mile, about a mile down the street from the airport, where they got all kind of heavy construction going on. They got heavy construction going on the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it's all this fucking nasty, stank-ass air in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is that smell? And I encourage y'all to do this. Go to www.airnow.gov and type in your zip code or look up your state. Right now, air quality, or our AQI, as they like to call it, is good. The health message, there's no health messages. We got good ozone looking and particles, or PM2.5. They're all looking good according to whatever the fuck this is. And also the air quality index, which was observed at 11, I think that's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, that should, yeah. Not available between 12 a.m. and 5 a.m. Yeah, so currently it's reading good. The ozone is at 13, and the particles are at 19. Now, I don't know what all that shit means, but we're going to try to see if we can look it up. Air quality is considered satisfactory, and air pollution poses little or no threat if it's between 0 to 50. Okay, so that's how you register that. So if you're looking, happen to be looking at your air quality and stuff, look it up. And, okay, yeah, indoor air too. Yeah. I'm looking that one up too. She brought a good point up about the indoor air. Because you motherfuckers be sitting around inside thinking you're safe from outside. But you got to remember, when you got your AC on, yeah, what goes in must go out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's why you got AC filters. You don't have an AC filter in your home for nothing. Because that's every time you open up the door, you open up a window, you open up your sliding glass door, you're letting in that bad air into your house, and you close it up, you know what I'm saying? And then you sitting around there in your own bad air, you farting on yourself, or your other people that's farting all around the fucking house, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me, passing gas. Yeah. And you know, coughing, you know what I'm saying, not covering their mouth. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the air, people, and a lot of nasty stuff in there that you got to be wary of. Smokers, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who smokes, you got the foulest fucking air around. You know what I'm saying? You got to be wary of that too. So, now hold on one quick second, and here we go.
Timmy!
Yeah, Miss Heavenly Angels up in the building. What's happening, lady? Konnichiwa.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Well, something like that. You just gotta be happy to be alive. You know what I'm saying? Happy to be alive.
How was your weekend?
Yeah. Very slow flow. You know what I'm saying? Kind of slow flow. Yeah. I got screwed up. What that was Friday night. It really Friday screwed me up for the whole weekend, man. Motherfucker stole my products and shit out of my car.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. Hit me up like $30 worth of fucking product, man. And that was, you know, what I needed to get through that night, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so that just fucked me up. And it really just set my whole weekend off. Just off. So, you know. MF, motherfucker, to you crab-ass niggas that one day will hear this, broadcast when I start handing out these motherfucking CDs of my show and shit, just to let bitches know what the fuck going down. But I talk to a lot of crab motherfuckers in my neighborhood. I address my neighborhood inadvertently. I might be talking to the world, but I'm directly talking to bitch motherfuckers in my neighborhood. You know, bitch assholes and bitch niggas, you know what I'm saying? It all runs in the same family. You know, if you doing shit fucked up to other people, look. But I can speak, you know what I'm saying, with a limited amount of anger, because, you know, what goes around comes around. And I ain't been the heavenly angel, you know what I'm saying, that I've always been, you know what I'm saying, growing up. So you got to, you know what I'm saying, karma is a motherfucker. Karma comes back on you. So till that shit runs out, goddammit, roll the punches and shut the fuck up. That's what I do. You know? That's what I do. And what about yours? What's happening?
I just relaxed. I was going to go to the fair with the kids, but I wasn't feeling well. I've been feeling sick. So they went, but I didn't get to go.
Oh, y'all got the fair in town? Well, yeah. Well, no, it's, no, our fair don't come around. What's that, a year-round fair or something?
The state, the Puyallup.
Oh, yeah, it's just, but that's the once a year fair.
Yes, once a year.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kind of like a harvest fair, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, I think November they have somebody does a fair like that. I forgot what they call it. It's something like that, the Harvest Fair. And then in February we got the Florida State Fair. You know, that's when they bring out all the racket-ass roller coasters and kids pissed on and threw up rides and shit, you know what I'm saying, and say, hey, come on and ride.
It has a little bit of everything. They have the, you know, it's carnival rides, that kind of thing, games. They have the farm, food, and they also have entertainment, too, and they have big entertainers, not just local entertainers. They have big-name entertainers come in. So that's
right,
fun.
That's what's up. But how, I mean, what you mean you let them go by themselves, though? Who's chaperone?
No. I have two children, two daughters. One is 29.
Oh, these are the old and the teenage. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I got a teenager. So, you know, they went with the big fish.
Yeah, they are, right. And let's see, according to the chart, we're over here in Washington. Let's check out. Let's see if they got Seattle.
Shoot, I won't even let my teenager go to the mall by herself.
Oh, that's
real.
That's
too dangerous these days.
Hey, that's real. You got good quality. You got good air quality for today and tomorrow, according to airnow.gov.
Yeah, because we got rain. Rain came falling down on us. But,
oh, and that brung down.
What kind of rain is that, though? We got acid rain.
See, then you got to get all into that shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
Not only that, the indoor quality air, it's not just the air coming in from outside. There's pollution coming from our products that we purchase, and the paint on our wall and carpets and everything we purchase has toxins that come off of it from all the chemicals.
Right. Yep, and guess where most of that shit come from?
Exactly, that's where it's coming from.
Over fucking seas, and you wonder when you go to Germany, you wonder when you go to Italy, China, Korea, most of these places, people, these motherfuckers don't have carpet in their homes.
Yeah.
They do not have carpet in their home. They don't have, they don't use lead paint on their fucking walls. You know what I'm saying? Because the government don't allow that shit, and this is the key thing. Their government does not allow that shit to come into their country. They might have a fucked up country, but they don't have fucked up health effects like we do. You know what I'm saying? Bitch let anything come over here. Bitch let anything. Maggots in the meat, you know what I'm saying, that another motherfucking state didn't want. Well, fuck it. Send it to us. They'll eat it.
Yeah, the FDA is a joke. They ain't protecting us.
Yeah, fuck
not protecting us. They're allowing hormones and all kinds of stuff in our food. What is that? Why do
and won't allow you to grow your
and grow faster. What is
that? Won't allow you to grow your own shit because you all think that frankenfish shit, that shit has been around. They just now found a way to market this shit. You know what I'm saying? So now when you go and try to buy the trout, you ain't gonna know. Motherfuckers ain't gonna know about genetically engineered fish. You know what I'm saying? And I doubt they gonna have that shit on the package. It might say GE on it to let you know it's genetically engineered, but it's going to be right next to the same motherfucking nasty-ass meat that's already sitting up there. Or fish. You know what I'm saying? You better catch your own goddamn fish. Then you got to watch out. Even the fish that you eat ain't shit healthy, man. It ain't even no point in being healthy, though. Because for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. The healthiest motherfuckers are the first ones to get sick and die. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got an immune system. Your immune system is supposed to build up an immunity to everything that you put into your body. It'll break it down. You might go through a little sickness, but then eventually it's going to build up an immunity to it to where your body can handle it. You know, and
yeah.
But if you all healthy, you know what I'm saying, you're a fucking health nut, your body don't have a chance to build up those immunities because you're keeping everything out. You're washing, you constantly flushing all this shit out. It's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some things you have to keep a level of toxicity in your body just because of the place where you live at. Get your ass out of here. Go to move to the Antarctica or something and just start eating straight seal meat and whale meat. Okay, yeah, then that's something totally different. You know what I'm saying? But then again, you're not exposed to walking outside and a goddamn Mac-10 truck blowing, you know, 400 damn gallons of fucking poisonous air in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or sitting behind Granny with her goddamn 1938 Bellevue, you know what I'm saying? That and still putting 78 gas into this shit. Like, goddamn. You know, that's what you breathe. That's what we're breathing, you know what I'm saying? So your body has to build up a certain immunity to it. You know what I'm saying? In order, and that's just how we survive it on a daily basis. You know? But like I say, third world countries, like China and Japan went through those big, whatever the hell happened, bird flu, pig flu, all them flus that went through
this shit. Goodness.
Everybody got to walk around with fucking masks on. You know what I'm saying? And you got to imagine the air quality. Okay, you still have to, that air, I don't give a fuck if you got a mask on or not. When you go into your home, most people self, you know, just subconsciously take the mask off because they thinking, oh, I'm home and everything is cool. How in the hell when it's the same fucking air that you just came from outside with? You know, it's not like everybody live in a laboratory or something and you got that goddamn air that, you know what I'm saying, keeps bad air from coming in and shit. You know, we don't live in that type of state. You know what I'm saying? And you probably wouldn't want to live in that state of living because when you came outside, you would be fucked up. You wouldn't be able to handle the air outside. You know, every action is obviously an equal reaction. You know what I'm saying? But the key to it is just being aware. And you know that's the biggest thing. So you got if you go to airnow.gov, you'll see you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 levels of health. You know what I'm saying? Health readings. And like I said, the first one was good, and that's 0 to 50. And you have the moderate, which is 51 to 100. And air quality, and this is in the yellow. So if you see your shit is in the yellow, it's time to get a little weird. Air quality is acceptable. But however, for some pollutants, there may be a moderate health concern for a very small number of people who are unusually sensitive to air pollution. That normally gets into people who are on respirators, have asthma problems, you know what I'm saying, and some older people that happen to be on breathing machines and stuff like that. Those are the people that is really directed the attention to. And small children, you know what I'm saying, basically people that suffer with respiratory problems, you know, breathing problems, can't breathe properly. Then you have the USG, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups, and that is 101 to 150. Although general public is not likely to be affected at this AQI range, people with lung disease, older adults, and children are at a greater risk from exposure to ozone. Whereas, you know, persons with heart and lung disease, older adults and children are at a greater risk from the presence of particles in the air. So, I mean, but it's still fucked up because you can die from either one of them. You know what I'm saying? The ozone layer can fucking just knock your ass out. You know what I'm saying? With all this depletion that they keep constantly doing on a daily basis and not giving a fuck. And then also, you know what I'm saying, just shit, by that, the air itself, the particles, you know what I'm saying, pollen, whatever shit that they, you know what I'm saying, is mixed up in the fuel, you know what I'm saying, you got diesel, phosphorus. Man, you got so much shit in the fucking air, it kind of makes you sick to even think about it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Jesus, damn. I'm breathing all that shit? Yeah, you are a motherfucking Superman. Bitches are Superman.
This
rock
is really better.
You feel me?
You know?
Damn. All right, then you get into unhealthy. The unhealthy range is 151 to 200. Everyone may begin to experience health effects and members of sensitive groups may experience more serious health effects and could possibly lead to death. You have very unhealthy, which is 201 to 300. Now, when you get done healthy, motherfucker, that's it. Ain't no such thing as no fucking very unhealthy. Bitch, if it's unhealthy, that's it. You tell people, hey, you need to motherfucker start finding a new place of residence. Shit is fucked up around here. But then when you get to the very unhealthy, you get a health alert. And everyone may experience more serious health effects. And want to find out what places in a very unhealthy, has a very unhealthy read. Now, damn sure want to find that out. And then your last one is 301 to 500, which makes no fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? Because how can you go from 0 to 50 and then you're in increments of 50? And then after you get out of, and then when you get from, yeah, when you get out of unhealthy, you start getting the increments of 100, which is very unhealthy, from 200 to 300. And then you get from hazardous 300 to 500. That don't even make no fucking sense.
Gonna say that.
You see what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. Okay. That jump makes no sense. Y'all motherfuckers need some more colors or something. Somebody gone and got lazy on their tablet. But anyways, in the hazardous 301 to 500, health warnings of emergency conditions in the entire population is more likely to be affected. So yeah, I want to find out who actually. Affected by that though, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to think of a. Let's see what New York. Yeah, let's go to New York. No, they shit got to be fucked up. New York always got fucked up air quality or some. If this shit is reading good, that's some bullshit. And yeah, they're actually in the green. In the green, people, which is weird. They're up in the 30s and stuff, but yeah, New York City itself, everybody's in the green. What is this area right here? There's one area that's outside of Pittsburgh that's actually in the yellow, but it doesn't show what it is. So let's see if we can click on it and go in on it a little bit more. Okay, now these areas. Okay, here we go. And guess who lives in the fucked up areas? And I can't look up the Netherlands because they don't have they don't do the cross country. But Miss Computer Lady, yes, it's on the map for bad air quality, for actually moderate. In the Cleveland, Akron, and Lorain, for today they have moderate. Tomorrow they actually go up to good, and their current AQI is 21. You have Chicago, which they're not listing. Chicago, Louisville, which is, oh man, I got to tell y'all why. I got to check on Louisville in just a second. Let me look them up. Let's see what Louisville is at, 65. Damn. I just read, people, you know what I'm saying, 51 to 100, you know what I'm saying, it's acceptable, but, you know, some pollutants there still will cause, some trouble to a couple of people, you know what I'm saying, and this area affects everyone from Louisville to Bowling Green, all the way down to Bowling Green, everybody in that whole area, you're affected. Wow. See, let's test a couple of them. Let's go over here to California and see what California's air quality is like. And,
you know that's going to be bad.
You know what I'm saying? Oh,
man.
Hey, why would you say that?
Yeah, go to L.A. I already know.
Yeah. Damn.
Can't
even
see city on some days.
People, we are starting from the top, and there are over 20, 30 cities. Every single city. Oh man, some of them are in the I don't know what this Action Day is. What is Action Day? Action Days are usually called when the AQI gets into the unhealthy ranges. Different air population control agencies call them at different levels. Some places, Action Days are called when the AQI is forecast to be unhealthy for sensitive groups or code orange. In this case, the groups that are sensitive to the pollutant should reduce exposure by reducing prolonged or heavy exertion outdoors. For ozone, this includes children and adults who are active outdoors and people with lung disease such as asthma. For particle pollution, this includes people with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children. Occasionally, an action day is declared when the AQI is moderate or code yellow if the levels are expected to approach code orange level. In many places, action days are called when the AQI is forecast to be unhealthy or code red. In this case, everyone should reduce exposure to air pollution, but especially the members of the sensitive group for the particular pollutant. And there's a what you can do. Yeah, well.
Are you in the chat room?
Yeah.
Are you in the chat room?
Yeah.
Look in the chat.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what the hell going on with that one. It's turned low, too. That's good.
Blast in here, baby.
Yeah. Well, good old porn always stays silent.
Oh, you might want to read that one over.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, goddammit, go to AQI, airnow.gov. Fuck all that. Click on Action Days down at the bottom where you see all the tabs at. And the Action Days, it's a maroon exclamation point. And when you click on it, it'll bring up the entire shit that I just read. There you go. But if you happen to be, you know what I'm saying, in the state where it needs to be action taken, this is what you can do. Let's see here. Air pollution can affect your health and the environment, and there are actions every one of us can take to reduce air pollution and keep the air cleaner, and precautionary measures you can take to protect your health. These guides will help you determine ways to protect your family's health when ozone or particle pollution levels reach the unhealthy range, and ways you can help reduce air pollution. All right, first we got transportation tips, okay? You can first choose a cleaner commute, which is always smart. Carpool, use public transportation. This doesn't make any sense, but yeah. Bike or walk when possible.
Ride a bike. Walk.
Yeah, but I mean, you would need everybody all the way across the board to do that, which
that's
they have us so fucking dependent right now and unhealthy that everybody feels that they have to motherfucking drive to get to wherever they need to be.
Go back to horse and buggy.
You see what I'm saying? Or before that, when bitches just walk every goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Look at China. You know what I'm saying? Majority of their people, they ride bicycles. Japan ride bicycles.
Oh, they
They have cars, but they don't have enough room or the air quality to sustain all those fucking cars. So, therefore, you got to get your ass on a bicycle. That promotes better health. But, you know, like I say, we got overweight Americans that, shit, you can't even get them into a gym talking about riding a bicycle. So, yeah. Also, combine errands to reduce cold starts of your car and avoid extended idling. Be sure your tires are properly inflated, which, you know, if not, that actually makes the car work harder, which makes you burn more gas. So that's why, you know, you have to watch, you know what I'm saying, your tires and shit. Also, keep your car, boat, and other engines properly tuned and avoid engines that smoke, which that's like saying, shit, don't go outside. The city buses that run. The school buses that run, any large vehicle that runs on diesel, any vehicle that runs on diesel, BMW, these raggedy nasty-ass BMWs, you know what I'm saying? Every vehicle that runs on diesel emits some fucking black nasty smoke. Every one of these motherfuckers, man. So, I mean, these are tips, people. These are just tips. These are not, you know what I'm saying, definite solutions. Also, follow gasoline refueling instructions for efficient vapor recovery. Be careful not to spill fuel and always tighten your gas cap securely. I got another couple of tips underneath that. EPA says drive wise. Don't top off your gas tank. That all adds up to cleaner air. National Rideshare Directory. You have the best workplaces for commuters. The Green Vehicle Guide. Boating pollution prevention tips, which, you know what I'm saying, you ought to think about that too. And drive clean across Texas. And I say boating because we have ports. And I stay probably a few miles from the Port Authority, you know what I'm saying, which is the ones that, you know, control who goes in and out our ports, you know what I'm saying, and what they're carrying in and out. So we do on occasion have big boats that come in and, you know what I'm saying, whatever the fuck they doing, they coming in. But the air that's coming off of that, you know what I'm saying, from the fuel that they're actually burning on them big-ass ships, you know what I'm saying, adds to the madness. Some household tips. Use environmentally safe paints, which that's a fucking joke. You know what I'm saying? Here in America, this shit doesn't apply apparently to America. This must be for third world countries only. Because, yeah. When was the last time you ever looked at a can of paint and it says it has lead in it? You know what I'm saying? The only time that you know that it's a lead-free paint is when it says lead-free paint. Other than that, you don't know what the fuck is in that paint. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's in that primer. You know, and that's the other thing. You fuck the paint. What's in the primer? Like, come on, people. But you know, they have to put these words up, these helpful hints. You know what I'm saying? Just to you know, make the public feel safe that hey, somebody's actually saying something, but they're not doing nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all the saying. What are you doing? You see what I'm saying? What are you doing? Anyway, cleaning products whenever possible. Some products that you use at your home or office are made with smog-forming chemicals that can evaporate into the air when you use them. So, follow manufacturers' recommendations for use and properly sealed cleaners, paints, and other chemicals to prevent evaporation into the air. This speaks for a lot of you. You all that have your garages attached to your homes, like my homeboy DJ Party Time. So if you actually, and that's dangerous too. So if you have a home, you know what I'm saying, where you park in your car in your garage and then you close down the garage before you let all that bad air get out. Because once you cut off your car, people, you still have fucking nasty smog buildup in the garage itself. So if you shut down the garage door right after you, like I see some of these dumbass older people do that live in my complex, they be scaring the fuck out of me. You know what I'm saying? They close the damn garage door while they still in the motherfucker. Like, all right, you bitches gonna fucking die, man. You know, you gotta let that bad air get you fucking back out there, then close it. Catch 22 to that, then you walk right into your house. You see what I'm saying? So you're letting all that shit sitting in your garage. A lot of people don't put, you know, they do, the do-it-yourself type shit, you know, with painting and stuff like that, and they don't remember to put the paint can tightly back on it, so it's actually left cracked open. So y'all actually are inhaling paint fumes and stuff like that. You know, you got to be very careful about your surroundings, people, because your surroundings can kill you. Believe that. Also, conserve electricity. Consider setting your thermostat a little higher in the summer and lower in the winter. Participate in local energy conservation programs, and also look for Energy Star labels when buying home or office equipment, which they just started doing. That was, what, the late 90s? They just started doing that, doing energy-efficient products and stuff, or actually labeling energy-efficient products. Let me see a fallout. Hold on 1 second.
Timmy!
And, yeah, I fell out all right.
Right. I don't know the problem,
head.
But yeah.
Oh, you don't fall out?
No. Yeah, I don't have those complaints. Especially not to myself. You know what I'm saying? How you fall out your hand. Oh, man. That's too funny. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people actually, you know, they look at me like I got a disease or something. They're like, ugh, what's wrong with you? You celibate. Ugh. Fuck you, bitch. Get your nasty ass away from me. Close your motherfucking legs up. That's what you need to do. Shit.
For real.
Hey, people just take the time to motherfucking stop fucking and concentrate on thinking again. You know, that's the worst thing about you know, sex. It's a mental drawdown, a mental drawback. I mean, it just mentally brings you down, man. Sex mentally brings me down. For one thing, I'm always thinking about having more sex. So when I can't have it, what am I doing? I'm fucked up. I'm mad because I can't have more sex. You know, and that's the drawback to it. You know, then you want, and once you start having sex, now you're worrying about who the fuck else is having sex with the person you just had sex with. You see, all that shit causes mental strain on a person. So in essence, sex is not a beautiful thing. It's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? It's very fucking dangerous. But they play it up on TV like it's the most beautiful and funnest thing to fucking do and get into. And share your body with another virus. People, we are walking viruses. So if you're going to share yourself with another virus, you know what I'm saying? You need to make sure that's a healthy virus. And does that make sense? No, because there's no such thing as a healthy virus.
You need to get a real dog.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I mean, people actually joke about it, but if you need that, if you so much need in that sexual feeling, then yeah, I encourage a fucking real dog. Because there's no difference between a fake-ass woman and a real woman. Because if she ain't that real to be wrapping it up and y'all bumping the uglies raw and all that anyways, well, then she's not as real as you are. And you not real either because you allowing yourself to penetrate somebody like that, you know what I'm saying, without taking care of yourself first, without immediately thinking about you and putting yourself first. Love you first. Anyway.
That's what I do.
Consider using gas logs instead of wood. If you use a wood-burning stove or fireplace, insert, make sure it meets EPA design specifications, and burn only dry, seasoned wood. And just a couple of little things underneath that. Make sure you look for Energy Star efficient appliances, areas with wood burning restrictions, clean burning wood stoves and fireplaces, and also check out the EPA, what you can do at home. And you also have lawn and garden tips, but these are very few. You know, mulch or compost leaves and yard waste. Give an inch, save a yard, grass recycling and mulching, green landscaping with native plants. You know what I'm saying? People like to bring all this other shit from Hawaii and all these other fucking places. But you don't know what the fuck, what that plant is giving off. Plants give off oxygen. You know what I'm saying? But they give off a form of oxygen. So, I mean, it might have been good for Hawaii, but because you done brought that shit over here, that don't mean that's good for your breathing. That don't mean you need to be going out there and putting your nose to dandelions and shit. You know what I'm saying? If that shit came from China, you know, you don't know what the fuck that's been treated with. You know what I'm saying? How that's been grown or anything else. So that inadvertently causes an environmental effect, you know what I'm saying, on the soil, all the fucking plants around it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be planting weeds half the time. They be thinking they planting plants, and inadvertently, y'all planting weeds. You putting weeds into the fucking ground. You know what I'm saying? You putting plants that choke out other plants. And it don't allow them to do it. So, I mean, just don't be Mr. or Mrs. Green Thumb all the goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? Every plant is not cool to be putting into your yard. Unless it's a marijuana plant. But, hey, I don't think I'm going to say that one again. You know what I'm saying? Marijuana. No. Salamu, konnichiwa, habari gani, all that good international shit. You know what I'm saying?
Konnichiwa, calling Dr. Green Thumb, calling Dr. Green Thumb.
Yeah. It's from the bone. my own. I gotta get that song just to have that as background
that
music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, old hits from the. No, I'm just saying, need to upload it. We could have some good background music. Cypress Hill, we will show y'all some, a little love just because we like that song. You know what I'm saying? But it's not because we're promoting you as commercial artists. It's independent artists only here, people. Action date tips. Days when ozone is expected to be high. Conserve electricity and set your air conditioning. They just going back all over the same shit. And people, if you got high pollution, you need to keep your motherfucking ass in the house. That's it. You need to stay the fuck in the house. If everybody stayed the fuck in the house, there wouldn't be any pollution outside. Yeah, that's a simple technique to say. The implement, hell fuck no. Ain't no motherfucking way you go tell a motherfucker. And I ain't saying for job purposes, not just for the job purpose. You know what I'm saying? I mean all purposes. You know what I'm saying? Olive. Jaime Garcia, congratulations on actually getting in this time, you know what I'm saying? Successfully. Yeah, big ups to you. And all that info, people, is coming from airnow.gov. You know what I'm saying? If you happen to be on the show right now, you can go into the onto the bridge and click the links. Ms. Heavenly Angel has provided over 5 or 6, 7 links. Wealth of information. Let me ask you something there, Sign. Now, how do you guys test the air quality in the Netherlands? Or how do they monitor that? Or do y'all have an agency or something set up? Or
it is monitored, but the exact way how, I don't know. I think they have a few measuring points across the country, and they monitor the air quality continuously, and they will give an alert if something is wrong. Something like that. I don't know for sure. That would be logical.
Well, before I start reading all of that, I'll go back into California. California, to me, I guarantee you, they look. I thought New York was going to be, you know what I'm saying, definitely in the headlines, but for some reason, they're not in the headlines. But, they're in California, man. They are in the red, people. You know
the red,
that's
in
they
act.
Are in the red. Well, this is for you. The Netherlands and the European standards for air pollution. The Netherlands now. Let's see here. Hold on. I tell you. It's currently. Whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, they just said they have it. Now you're sitting there telling me you don't have it. What is that?
What's right. Do you mean?
Hold on. This is from VROM. There you go. Who's going bankrupt? EPA? Shit. America's going bankrupt. Shit. That's what
I just put a couple links in there for you.
That's a weird link.
Yeah, this is VROM. This is from the Ministry of Volkenshaken Singen. Some shit. I don't know how to say that, but yeah. The Netherlands is currently unable to meet all of the EU standards for particulate matter, which came into force in 2005. The Netherlands aims to meet the standard for nitrogen dioxide by 2010, which will not always be possible locally, despite the numerous measures that have already been taken or which could reasonably be taken before 2010. The new EU air quality directive that came into force in May 2008 takes this problem into account, which also affects most other EU member states. The new directive provides additional leeway for resolving the more troublesome bottlenecks. Member states with detailed plans outlining measures that will enable them to meet the standards may shift the deadline to 2011. For particulates in 2015 for NO2. The National Air Quality Cooperation Program or the National Samenwerkingsprogramma Lucht.
National Samenwerkingsprogramma Luchtkwaliteit.
There you go, Luchtkwaliteit. Damn, that's the purpose of him being on this show, people. Just for shit like that. Because, yeah, I almost swallowed my tongue. Is the plan containing the measures based on which the European Commission has been requested to grant an extension? None of this is what the fuck I asked for. I was trying to find out how in the hell do you
measure it. Let me search it.
And it's got some links on the side, but, I mean, how do you measure the shit? Environmental impact assessment? And,
environmental. Got it. How to measure cities and other government agencies have to check by law their air quality. Let me see if I can pick up the English version of this. English.
Climate change, development, city environment. What did you? Are you on that same page, or you went something else?
I'm at another page, the Dutch version of that, and I'm trying to look for it right now.
I want to do something else. I'm going to put in testing.
Oh, I wonder if they have that. Oh, no,
and just a reminder, people, today is My Help, Your Health Monday, and we're talking about bad air. You know, do you know what you inhale on a daily basis? And did you know that most of it is harmful? And would you wear a mask if told the air quality was getting worse? And, yeah, we'll tell that to folks in the third world countries. You know what I'm saying? Because they are wearing masks. And
on the same page, if you scroll down a little, you have a segment called How is Air Quality Determined for a Particular Location?
Okay. Airmaster. Oh, there we go. Airmaster. This is non-related. Just Airmaster is a carpet that improves air quality inside buildings. Oh, didn't know that one. Special carpet for cleaner air. Wall, which, what is that? W-A-L-L-W-I-J-K. Or W-A-A-L-W-I-J-K. Volvic. Volvic.
Okay. I have to recall, because my Skype is a bit messing up, and I can barely hear you, so I'll be right back.
It's not you, brother. You might as well stay. Because Heavenly Angel can't hear me too loudly either, so it might be this rag there.
I have that more on Skype, and it's always resolved if I hang up and call back. Oh, by the way, I was looking for a wireless headset on eBay, so I can walk around while I'm doing your show and do stuff.
Yeah, well, and Goofy Bone told me not to do that. Not off of eBay, but they have one down here in the little aftermarket store. It's called Big Lots, and they selling them for $10 wireless headphones. And I thought about, you know, just getting a pair just to see. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, all I needed to do was work for like 10 feet. That bitch worked 10 feet. Shit. Yeah, I'm cool. I ain't trying to walk and check the mail and shit, you know what I'm saying? And hear music, so... You know, I just need it within a couple of feet, you know what I'm saying, for the convenience of it all, man. So,
yeah,
but,
I'm looking for
another thing you might want to get look into is
Bluetooth.
They got the Bluetooth of the voice. You know they got the voice, the Bluetooth of voice.
I just got a PC one. I can hook that up to any application that I have. I have a voice. I have voice, so...
No, I'm saying, but is that the Bluetooth?
No, this one that I clicked at and made an offer to is not a Bluetooth one, but the reviews I found for it were actually quite good, so... The Bluetooth ones are mostly those kind of stupid in-air things that you can also hook up to your phone. And the one that I'm looking for is really a stereo headphone with a microphone attached where you can properly listen to music and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, that's what you want. You don't want the shit for the telephone because that's only going to handle up to a certain loud.
Yeah, you're breaking up really bad now. I'll call back. You be right there.
Let me switch my motherfucking phone, too. Fucking everybody switch phones, goddamn it. That's what we all fucking. This is a switch phone minute. We're shit. Tell you what, let me play a quick song, man. I'll switch up my phones and stuff like that, and you know, and we'll come right back out. You know what I'm saying? Speaking, what's up in the air, people? You know they got nukes in the sky. You know what I'm saying? Ready to blow.
Bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
Yeah. Now, I got another eBay question. Let's check this out. Hold on.
Timmy!
Oh, I got an eBay question for you. The link that you just dropped in, now this is all...
It's a Dutch seller, but you can find a lot of U.S. sellers that have various equipment, but this was the one I was looking at.
Right, but I'm saying that, so this whole site is a Dutch site, though?
eBay has it's hooked up together, multiple countries and all that shit. So if I type in ebay.nl, you go to our local version. But if I go search through ebay.nl, it will also list items that are in the United States a little bit further down, but it will list them.
So what I'm saying is 25 euros, how much is that?
About $30.
Yeah, American dollars?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck. My money, that shows you people, my money ain't worth shit.
Well, you can find multiple ones. I was first looking at Sennheiser and Plantronics, but they don't have the stereo headset thingy like this one.
Yeah.
And yeah, I want to do the show while I'm cooking and running around and doing stuff, so I really need...
Yeah, I can do that. Hell, I'm motherfucking get one of them some bitches. If I can just Skype in and walk around, hell yeah, jacking off, shit. You know, it's kind of hard holding the phone, you know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean
that. We know all about that now.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. Yeah. Okay, we're going to keep moving.
There's some numbers in there if you want to call for international air quality.
All right, here we go.
Five members in the U.S. and five members in Canada.
What numbers? 911?
No. Pick the last link, I think.
Oh. What, the MSNBC?
Oh, no, not the last one. Not the last one. Hold on. That's Iran with the worm and its nuclear computer. Hold up. Here it is.
Nuclear that's computer?
Yeah, I always wonder why they have to hook up a computer like that to the internet.
You don't even need to push a button, just get a worm in there.
That worm got in.
There's the numbers for you if you want to call some board members on air quality, international air quality, U.S. and Canada.
All right, here we go. Dr. Gary Foley, Canadian co-chair, Mr. Randall Piercy, Air Resources Laboratory. All right, what are we calling people? Let's see, scientists and reporting branch. You know, one thing you got to understand, people, don't start calling co-chairmen and all that shit. Those are just fucking nerds put there to goddamn just be a fucking seat taker up. They don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to get into motherfuckers who actively are testing and monitoring shit. Let's see. Probably this dude here, Environmental Monitoring and Reporting Branch. Ontario Ministry of the Environment. That's in Ontario. What's that, in Canada?
Yeah, they have a Canada division and a U.S. division. There's five members on each board.
That'll be Coke. Or you got Mr. Barry Jessamine, Outdoor Air Quality Assessment Section, Safe Environments Program. That's out of Ontario. I wonder if I can call these people, though. I might be able to call them. Huh. Well, let's find out, people, because I don't know. I know I got nationwide calls and shit, so. Let's see if Canada is in the loop.
I'm sending you links to headsets from eBay.com from the U.S. sellers.
Oh, yeah. But see, that's a cheap fucking brand. I already see it. Logitech
and Plantronics are not...
Yeah. Logitech is a cheap brand down here. Plantronics is better than Logitech.
Logitech might be cheap, but they got a good price quality. The microphone I'm talking to right now is a Logitech, and I'm really happy with it. It's a good one.
Okay, I ain't not always saying cheap is bad, but I'm just saying that name is like a generic name compared to Plantronics or some other sellers. You know what I'm saying? That's like a
well. What you gotta do is look up some reviews of people that actually bought that thing before you start bidding on it. The first link that I dropped you is an unknown brand to me. I never heard of it, but I looked up some reviews of that, and they stated that especially the microphone and the headphone audio quality was excellent. And that is something I really want to have.
2.4 gigs wireless, move up to 33 feet, 10 meters away from, from your computer. That's hard.
Does it go through walls?
It goes through walls, but then the reach will be a little less, of course.
Yeah. That's the same as this cell phone I'm talking about. I mean, this cordless phone. It's 2.4 gigahertz. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I could walk outside and probably about 50 feet down the sidewalk. I can walk. I can't go check my mail. My mail's shit way fuck away. But I can probably walk all the way out and get something out of my car. And you'll still hear me, but then you'll notice the quality is, you know what I'm saying, very decreased. And then when I start walking back, you'll start hearing it, you know what I'm saying, increase.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good, though.
Most of the Bluetooth devices that I found are a little like the wireless Xbox communicator, so an in-ear thingy with a microphone that doesn't reach your mouth and stuff like that. So I choose not to get one of those. I want to listen to music with it too.
Yeah, see, that's hard to be DJing with, though. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Oh man, I'll be killing shit dead, man.
I would be DJing always wired. I can't use a wireless headphone in an environment like that with the electronic static and all the cell phones built and all that.
I ain't think about all that, yeah. Because you got to think about that, people. When you go wireless, you're going off frequency. So if your shit is on the same frequency as somebody's cell phone or something, it's just going to bleed over into what the hell you hearing. Didn't think about that. Thanks, man. Could have went out and bought some shit and been pissed the fuck off.
Well, I would in an environment like that.
Yeah.
By the way, why would you need it?
What's that? The wireless headphone?
If you're behind the turntables, why would you need it?
Well, I mean, actually, I don't even use headphones, period. But, I mean, you know, I just like to preview the songs before it actually come up. That's the only reason I use headphones. I mean, you know, I could blend and all that kind of stuff just by ear. You know what I'm saying? It's not really...
Okay.
I mean,
how do you do that with the BPM rates? BPM. Do you have a counter for that?
Because fucking virtual DJ is a goddamn cheat for fucking DJ.
You're a cheater. You're one of those guys.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, no, I mean, honestly, I came from turntables, tapes, and all that shit back in the day. I can spin records. I can't scratch and do all that, but I can blend two records together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't know how to do the scratch shit. You know what I'm saying? But.
When you go DJing house music and stuff, it's all beat related.
Yeah,
I have to make sure the beats are exactly correct, and that is so difficult to hear because you have to listen to one song at the left ear or the right ear, and on the other ear you have the song that is playing right now. To separate your ears like that, it's really difficult. You have to teach it to yourself, do it a lot, and then you will finally get it and manage to do it more quickly. The first times you're really busy for 3 minutes getting to let the songs go at the same BPM.
All right, let's try to give, who the hell is this, Air Resources Laboratory? Nah, I don't want those guys. I want somebody outside the box. I prefer Canada. Because most motherfuckers will actually tell the truth about what the fuck is going on versus people inside the goddamn United States who want to motherfucking keep you in the dark and shit.
Why are you talking about the air quality, by the way? Is this something in the news or...
No, this is just a health, you know, my health, your health, you know. It's bad out, goddamn, but we living in bad out.
Yeah, I know my health, your health, but I was wondering if there was some... reason for you to talk about the air quality today, or you just
what led to it? Because people every subject, you know what I'm saying, is always a reason. It's some personal experience, you know what I'm saying, that I personally went through it and want to know more about it, because I figure, hell, if it happened to me, it's happening to somebody else.
Is that related to the people that don't change their clothes to the club?
That's bad there too, people. You know what I'm saying? God damn. Homeless people are a direct contribution for foul-ass air. Fucking right. I'm blaming it on the homeless people. Shit. Just like, what did you say the other day?
The
gays are responsible
people.
For...
global warming.
God damn right. If gay people are responsible for global warming... goddamn it, homeless people are responsible for the air pollution. Fucking right.
Hey, I've got a solution for global warming. We just closed down that city because, according to their study, the gays in that city are responsible for the entire global warming of the entire planet.
Damn. There's some powerful gays, man. We got some powerful gays out there, people. I mean, they don't even know magic and shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Oh, man. All right, give me one quick second, people. Let's try to call Mr. Barry Jessamine, the head for Outdoor Air Quality Assessment Section, Safe Environments Program, Health Canada, out of 269 Laurier Rail or some shit, Ottawa, Ontario. Here we go.
Santé Canada. I'm not available right at the moment. Je ne suis pas disponible en ce moment. Please,
this motherfucker speaking French.
Canada.
Hey, Mr. Barry Jessamine, how you doing? This is DJ Smell So Good from Reckoning Gang Radio, online radio station. And today we have a show. It's called My Health, Your Health Monday. We're talking about bad air, actually air quality, around the U.S., United States, and in other parts of the world. And we was actually looking for some expertise on the subject. So if you could possibly, if not today, anytime you have a chance in your schedule to call us up and give us your expertise on the subject, please call us at area code 347-237-5125. The show airs Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, thank you.
What a professional black man!
You know, I gotta do the Mr. Gary every now and then. You know what I'm saying? You know, shouts out to my dog Mr. Garrett, Garrett Radio. You know, holding it
down.
Konnichiwa! What's happening?
What's happening, my brother? What's happening?
All right, now since I got you on the line, I gotta give you some good and some bad news. Because
well,
I don't know what happened when I hit you up on the walkie-talkie, the shit didn't go through.
Let me go in the shitter real quick.
Yeah, that's really why I want to tell you the bad news. At. All right, yeah. Let's
I'm
going to
go sit down, and you could recite me all the good, bad weekend. Go right ahead. Start ahead.
Just a quick warning.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Open the window.
The second annual 2010 host reunion will have to be postponed a week.
A week?
Well, just to the next weekend.
Well, who the fuck's going anyway? Nobody's even confirmed.
That's what I was like, you know, fuck it, because I figured we're going to have to rename this shit the Trilateral Host Reunion. You know what I'm saying? Fuck everybody else. And we just all meet up and try to get Seti J.O. bust ass up out of Texas and get his ass on down there. We all do what we do. You know what I'm saying? But this is a good move, though. I got a job offer in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, to actually DJ for, don't laugh, or you're going to laugh anyway. It's a college up there called Morehead. Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Say that again.
I'm DJing for Morehead College.
Oh, man. Now that's some shit right there.
Oh, man. People, and that's not a joke. There's the actual college. It's Moore, M-O-O-R-E head. Morehead. Yeah. But you already know. We call it Morehead. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, shouts out to my homie Meech Dog, comedian, you know what I'm saying, who got me the gig, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna actually fly me up, give me room and board, you know what I'm saying, for me to for the weekend. And this is gonna be every month. So actually I'm gonna actually start doing shows from Kentucky, you know what I'm saying, once a month. At the beginning of the month.
You gotta take a
long shit. This don't even sound right. While you in the bathroom, Thompson, wait a minute and shit. I mean,
motherfucker, you don't believe me?
Well, that's what I don't want to believe. I don't want to hear your dinky lows. Don't nobody be dropping no dinky lows up in here.
You got number one, number two.
Hold on, I got the strain.
Okay. Oh, man.
Finish my conversation now.
Shout out to Boo News for sleeping in my bed. Okay, so they're going to fly you out every week.
Every month.
You're going to stay in a room and board, and you're just going to do a show from there every month?
Yeah, but not for the radio show. I'm going to ask you to be DJ.
This is for their college.
No. This is just a one-time thing. But I got a permanent gig with I got two gigs the same weekend. I just so happened to get – I was going down there anyways to DJ at a new comedy spot, my homeboy. Got over, you know what I'm saying? And he don't want to use Kentucky DJs. And because, you know what I'm saying, we got that rapport, he know how it gets down. You know what I'm saying? He want to bring me in. So this is just really on the love, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, Smelly, I hope you don't go over there and fuck up that community, man.
I already told him, you know, I'm bringing a motherfucking lollipop, you know what I mean? I'm bringing everything.
Oh,
well, I tell
you, you know how the parents give the warning, like, oh, son, I hope you don't go over there and go destroy that poor girl's life. You know what I mean?
Man, but, you know, it's a blessing, man, because I got to, you know, in order for me, for the job that I do, being a real DJ that promotes and breaks independent artist records, you know what I'm saying, that is mandatory. It is mandatory for me to go to another state and take, you know what I'm saying, other artists' music to another state. You know, staying in your own state and just pushing the music in your own state, that is asinine to me. And that is a complete fucking waste of time. If you can't get your motherfucking music out of your state, I don't give a damn about it. Internet, snail mail, giving it to the goddamn mailman, you know what I'm saying? Because you know he's finna leave. You know, that's the most important thing that I feel that, you know, to an independent artist. It's getting your music out there to the world. So if I can directly take it somewhere, I'm going to do that.
So you could bring your own music, Smelly, and you...
Yeah.
And the whole shebang, you could be bumping us on the little radio.
Man, come on, man. You know how I get down, man, in Kentucky, goddammit. They going to be hearing, what's up? You see what's up? Fucking right.
Just to see what?
But, yeah, you know, that's what I do, man. Man, please, people. If you have anybody ever seen me DJ in the club, I'm not a commercial DJ. Fuck Jeezy, fuck T.I., fuck Gucci Man, fuck any other motherfuckers assigned to a record label. I don't play that shit in the club. I play it because, yeah, I'm in a club setting, but majority of the music that I play is independent artists' music. That's what I play in the club. So I don't give a fuck. If you can't shake your ass to it, well, bitch, go get a drink and get about 4 or 5 of them. Guaranteed, you'll dance anything after that. And you'll be straight.
Oh, they jamming.
Yeah, because you already drunk. You know what I'm saying? Only the complaining bitches are the sober bitches in the club. So you don't need to be in this motherfucker anyway. So get the fuck about it. Anyway, going down there to DJ at the college for a tailgate party. You know what I'm saying? They got the big ball, big game coming down. So I'm going to be actually DJing at the tailgate party. And then that next day I'll be at the comedy show, you know what I'm saying, DJing for that, and then I'm going to stay there the whole week, you know what I'm saying, just doing little shit, selling mixtapes, because I'm bringing a stack of mixtapes, and I want to get them professionally pressed up, you know what I'm saying, you know, at least about 1,000 mixtapes, just to take down their CDs, and just like the one that we was doing, the $2 holler like we was doing in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
that same mixtape, you know what I'm saying? and just add a couple of little new joints onto it, and that's what I'm taking over to Kentucky, and that's what I'll be pushing. $5 a fucking pop, goddamn right. No fucking discount.
Hey, well, shout out to Red Shades. It was her birthday yesterday. She just sent me an email saying, this is off my new up-and-coming EP. It's not a mixtape. Love you. It's 99 cents, though. LOL.
Yo, man, hey, I got to get Red, man. Red a beast, though, man. Red talking something. Yeah. Yes, man, go and download my new track. Let me tell you something, people. I'm a motherfucking DJ. If you don't send me that shit, I'm not paying for E motherfucking thing.
Exactly.
I'm not asking you, you know what I'm saying? I'm not asking for no money to be paying your shit on my radio station or to put it on a mixtape or anything else. So if you don't think I'm worth it to send it to, then motherfuck you. And I had a couple of motherfucking artists tell me that shit. And when I found out I got to go and pay for the mixtape, you know what I'm saying, or sign up to get a goddamn membership just to get your music, I'm not finna do all that. I'm not your fucking manager. You know what I'm saying? I'm not your promoter. I'm not none of that. I'm just a fucking DJ that want to help you out. So if you don't want to meet me halfway, then fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. And I ran into that.
I'm trying to meet you halfway.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to stay down there in Kentucky the whole week. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Meech Dawg. And then that following weekend, you know, I have my bread. You know what I'm saying? I have some bread on me. So I want to just fly, you know what I'm saying, from Kentucky over to Cali. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, we don't want you in Cali. You over there fucking up Kentucky. I don't want you over here fucking
yeah,
up
my right.
Day.
And I'm bringing my motherfucking lollipops over to Cali so I can find the real spot, because I know somebody making some real weed lollipops. You know what I'm saying? I just need to put me an order in and say, hey, ship this shit to this P.O. box. Yeah, don't sit in
the well,
my address.
Fuck. If you want, the Mexican could take you to some places.
Oh, the way they make the real weed lollipops?
Yep.
Wait a minute. You in the headlines too, homie. You know that.
Huh?
Yeah, you in the headlines. Hold on.
Oh, well, I'm in the headlines.
Yeah. Well, your state is in the air headlines. Do you know y'all motherfuckers in the red, man? As far as
yeah,
air quality?
We've been in the red ever since we got that stupid-ass Arnold Schwarzenegger. Man, that motherfucker fucked up our economy, people.
Well, I mean, what the fuck you think a German going to do in America? that really makes no sense. How can you? Why would you hire your enemy to run your any part of your government? Any part, mayor? I don't give a damn. That motherfucker was a city councilman. What the fuck is he doing in any kind of role? Sorry, people. We done went to war with these motherfuckers. I don't think that's a safe bet that he gonna come over here and do the right thing. But then, you
well,
know, you got to look at it.
Who's the
you look at the whole...
voted for him? That's all I can say is,
yeah,
who is
the, whole...
the idiot that voted for him?
The media. The media, which is all a part of the plan since his ass came into the limelight way back in the day. You know what I'm saying? He always been working for somebody and sucking somebody's dick, you know what I'm saying? Brown-nosing on somebody. Just so he can get to where the fuck he's at right now. You know what I'm saying? That movie star shit. This is a fucked up fact, people. Every motherfucking government official that has been a president or a governor has been in a goddamn movie. Is a fucking ex motherfucking actor. So what is that telling you? You got a bunch of fake ass actors running
George
the goddamn
Bush?
Government.
George Bush was in a movie.
Yeah. His daddy, Reagan. Man, start doing your history, man. All these motherfuckers was in movies.
Come on, brother. I do my history. You know I'm a motherfucking smart-ass Mexican.
Yeah, well, that ain't something you should be looking up anyways, because motherfuck them. Fuck Bush. Fuck Reagan. Fuck all of them. You bitches don't deserve no background checks on. We should have did it before we got y'all old asses up in there. We fuck now, so ooh-hoo, cry over spilt milk. It's already goddamn spilt over, and the cat done came back and pissed on it again. So who gonna lick it up? Exactly.
Okay, well, so when you do this thing every month in Kentucky, you think one weekend I could fly over there and we go hang out and shit?
Man, we ride it. I got the room.
Okay.
I got the room. Shit, they paying for the room. They paying for everything. All I got to do is bring my music and me. I'm going to bring my big CDs. You feel me? I'm going to bring my big CDs. I'm going to bring my tobacco because, you know, I'm going to be selling blunts and shit. Everywhere I go, I sell tobacco. I don't give a fuck. And, you know, that's my side hustle. You know what I'm saying? So I got to break that. And he smoked herbs. You know what I'm saying? So I already know. You know what I'm saying? He going to take me around to the little head spots. You know what I'm saying? To you know, put some little extra change in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about. I'm ready. I told him I'm
well,
ready.
Well, when you get situated, you tell me how the lay of the land is. I'll set something up. But, you know, I ain't going to go over that shit. I don't know if there is even Mexicans in Kentucky. Fuck.
Well, I can't even speak on that. I know some racist-ass motherfuckers in Kentucky, but we going to Louisville. You know what I'm saying? We going to, you know, the almost black part of it. And a couple of black people. Like, yeah, but if you go to
Louisville. Well, you know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there and hang out with you, and next thing you know, the blacks and the Mexicans are at war and shit. You know what
hell
I mean?
God. They ain't got no gangs now. I don't think they got gangs like that and shit. Everybody, every place has gangs, but, I mean, you know, not
no, but
Christian
I mean,
blood type shit. Yeah, they ain't
no, but you know, but there's some there's segregated motherfuckers, you know, everywhere. You know, everybody
there
stick
you
to your own race. And we're going to prevail one day. Yeah, fucking right. We stick to our own race. We would have really did something. But no, everyone's out for the damn selves.
Yep,
but, you know.
And there ain't no such thing. You got to help each other.
Exactly. How the hell can I sit here and fucking eat my lobster and crab when the next man next door to me is starving to death? You know what I mean? But they don't see it that way. They just see it like, oh, I got mine. Good luck getting yours, kid.
Yeah, that's America we stay in. That was what Q said in her song. You know what I'm saying? How the hell can a motherfucker make $1 million, but then the man right next to him, you know what I'm saying, is homeless?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, and not in all instances. Some people just, like I told my mama, some people like to be homeless. They like that way of life. You can give a person $1 million, and that's not going to make them a millionaire. That's not going to make them feel no fucking better.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because cash, people don't live on cash. You know what I'm saying? I don't live on the premise of cash. I know cash makes this so-called world go round right now because that's a common bartering chip that we have. But other than that, man, please, that's not your survival. You know what I'm saying? You can survive without fucking cash. I watch these goddamn white dudes on TV every fucking day talking about dual survivors, but they going to all these other kind of goddamn places and they surviving off the land. So, not saying that you train to be a survivalist, but your ass can survive. That's all I'm saying. If you put your fucking mind to it and put some will to survive. If not, die the fuck off like the rest of weak motherfuckers who don't want to survive and get out of the way. Anyways. I gotta give y'all 5 motherfucking articles, man, out of the Nutty News, cause Mrs. Heavenly Angel is in a bad way today. You know what I'm saying? She feeling pretty bad, and we gotta pump her up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
She should be happy. Her Seattle Seahawks beat the Chargers.
Oh, I guess so. Congratulations there, Seattle Seahawks. What is that, hockey?
No, that's football.
Y'all know I'm bullshit, man. Y'all know I'm
come
bullshit.
Come on,
man. Yeah. If it ain't the bump, it sucks. Oh. Oh. I got to give y'all a brief introduction. A brief introduction of the Nutty News. Nutty News brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All you wild, weird, crazy news from around the world. And I'm all right. right, people, it's time for the Nutty News, brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. And we're going to bring you a little couple of clips from around the world. And I mean
the world.
Look, y'all phones be stinking like a motherfucker if y'all do that. Like, who been using this phone? Oh, my bad, my bad. Should have wiped it off. And we're back. We're going to start this thing out over here in Stillwater. No such thing, but all right. Water moves, people. It's not still. Oh. Anyway, Taboo Goddess is arrested after a complaint. Let me ask you something there, Miss Heavenly Angel. Are you a Miss Cleo follower?
No.
Yeah, well, you have one of the motherfuckers that call up and say, hey, am I going to find love? Or when will love come into my life?
You're an evil, aren't you, darling?
Because y'all say that shit, man.
No.
A woman who calls herself the Taboo Goddess and charges $150 an hour. Damn. For providing, for providing dominatrix services.
That's what I said. It's like sex service.
What?
Yeah,
I'm thinking this is some goddamn Miss Cleo, some psychic shit. Bet you should have got you a goddamn massage parlor. At least you could have been undercover like the Asian.
Damn. You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
Boy, that's crazy, though. She was arrested in Stillwater where she kept her sex dungeon, police said. Crystal Ann Taylor, 41, of Stillwater, was arrested on suspicion of prostitution. There were 6 homemade pieces of bondage apparatus, bondage furniture, items clearly used to restrain people, pornographic photos on the wall, and one of the bedrooms in the basement contained wigs, boots, costumes, makeup, and notes related to what particular men might have wanted done to them. Damn. She getting it in. She don't get no award, though, because she getting it in. See, that's the difference. What they say, that's the difference between a hoe.
Does it say what she's charged with?
Prostitution.
So it's prostitution?
Yeah, trying to get some prostitution.
Shout out to all the prostitutes out there working hard on the streets day in and day out.
Well, they say suspicious prostitution. You know what I'm saying? But now, this is the other thing. Dominatrix ain't about having sex. Not that I, you know, get down on that. You know what I mean?
Dominatrix is about guilty pleasures. That's what dominatrix is about.
Yeah, that ain't about, you know what I'm saying, getting fucking. If a bitch wanted to fuck, they wouldn't be talking about tying me up, put the ball in my mouth, and all the other kind of crazy shit them bitches be going through. We used to have, and this is no bullshit. Back in the day when I was legit, man, we got public access down here, public access community TV. No bullshit. They used to have this older couple come on. I mean, these motherfuckers had to be at least 70. Old lady would come in all leather with a fucking leather mask on, whole chain, and she walking her husband in the goddamn station. This is how she walks her husband into the station to do her show live on TV. And they do all this dominatrix shit right there live on TV.
I'm telling you, people, that shit is real.
That shit was hilarious. I mean, you got to picture these older folks doing this shit. She all in leather now. That was a funny ass sight. That was some real funny.
Yeah, dude, just to inform your listeners, because people are probably wondering what the fuck we're talking about. Dominatrix, like, say somebody goes in there and he just likes to get whipped. The chick will sit there and whip his ass until the hour's over with or whatever. Say he likes licking toes. She'll put shit all over her toes or whatever, and the dude has to lick up. You know, it's called guilty pleasures of domination.
That's nasty.
You know, them nasty motherfuckers out there, I don't get down that way. You know what I mean? I'm just down for that wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And that's it. You know what I mean? I don't even fuck around with foreplay.
Primal madness.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy shit. And you sick if you do that, whoever fucking wears a leather mask with a ball in their mouth or whatever fucking bullshit.
Hey, I might try that.
Oh, man. That's too sick for me, man. Over here in the nuttiest place on the planet, in the UK, proposed site for 600 new homes is too dangerous for dormice. What the fuck is a dormice? D-O-R-M-I-C-E. What the fuck is that?
Let's Google it.
Yeah, oh, I got the translator here. D-O-R-M-I-C-E.
Dormouse. That's a dormouse. And
or
you're looking for dormice. And a dormouse is a rodent. So
okay.
It's
too
dangerous for mice to live in there.
Oh, okay. See, people, we all about education, people, all right? The site for the new housing estate was rejected after local planning chief said that pet cats might eat dormice in a nearby woods. Town councilors in Paddock Wood near Turnbridge, Wells, and Kent. God damn, some old fucked up name. Voted down a proposed site for 600 new homes after deciding it was too dangerous for the protected creatures. Councilors were worried that a new housing estate would mean scores of hungry pet cats arriving in the area. That is damn. If whoever are the planners of that shit right there, they need to be the planners of our education system. Because, damn, y'all showing concern over some fucking mice, man. I know y'all show some concern over some school kids. Because right now, bitches don't give a fuck about our kids. And that's why they failing and shit at schools. Damn. Kudos to y'all, man. That's smart. That's smart right now. Over here in France, ex-French justice minister is an embarrassing sex goth. And back-to-back for this now, because I just seen this on the news, with all these fuck-ass mega-churches. You know what I'm saying? Come on, people. That shit is just asinine. 2,000-3,000 people and 1,000 of you motherfuckers is broke, but y'all find y'all dumb broke-ass able to come to a fucking mega-church? Man, please. And then you get mad. Bishop Eddie Long, he in the headlines now. He pinching booties and shit, you know what I'm saying? He done fucked sister somebody in the damn congregation. And now he don't want to break her off. You know what I'm saying? She know you got paper. Bitch, nobody don't go to church for religion. Not
Wait
not
a minute. Religion. I thought that Eddie Long dude got caught sending naked pictures to gay men.
Nah, I don't think it was that. Well, if it is, damn.
Damn.
All right, I'll have to get into that. I don't think that was it. I think it was something else. He got the sex.
It was all over Madison Media. Madison Media's page on Facebook. He's blasting that shit all over the place.
Yeah. What? Well, see, he didn't, because they didn't go in depth. They just said it was sex charge, sexual coercion charges. Coercion, like, I don't even know what the fuck that means. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Anyway, unrelated to that. Rachida Dati, France's former justice minister, is battling to rebuild her reputation after making an embarrassing sex gaffe in a television interview about the economy. I just spoke too quickly, but, well, if that lets everybody have a laugh, then that's fine, she said in the radio interview. When I see some of them looking for returns of 20 or 25% at a time when fellatio is close to zero, and in particular in a slump, that means we are destroying businesses. Okay, another big word there. What the fuck is a goth? Is that a joke or something?
How do you spell it?
A socially awkward or tactless act. G-A-F-F-E. A goth. It is a noun. People, English, goddammit. Damn, motherfuckers don't even talk English no more. Bitches want to speak goth. What the fuck is goth? And this is the last, I'm going to give you the last two, people, before we get up out of here. Because this is, Heavenly Angel, you need this one. You definitely need this one.
All right.
We're over here and we're in New York. catch that one for the first time. All right. We're in New York. Well, fuck it then. That ain't funny. It was funny to me when I read it. Shit. Goddamn typos is funny. Goddamn it. New York. Y-E-W York. Supposed to be New York, people. Goddamn. Fucking potheads. Anyways, high school coach moons fans during game.
Who's that, Goofy Bone?
Oh, man. You know, last time I mooned somebody, man, it's been a minute. I mooned people before people. Yeah, kiss my ass. Ah, hey, take that. The boys and girls high school assistant coach dropped his shorts during the game, exposing his backside to the home fans of the campus Magnet High School in Queens, New York, after a disputed call by the referees. The surprising show of skin from the assistant coach came after a shoving match on the field between assistant coaches and school safety officials. Take that! Kiss my sweet ass. Why do people say that? People, I don't even know if ass is sweet. I mean, I don't eat ass, so I don't know. But where does the sweet come in at? I don't know.
Believe me, ass tastes like shit.
So your ass tastes like shit. People, sorry about that one. And your worm showed up too. Worm affects computers at nuclear power station. That showed up in the Nutty News. In Iran, a complex computer worm capable of seizing control of industrial plants has affected the personal computers of staff working at Iran's first nuclear power station weeks before the facility is to go online. How the fuck you bitches ain't even up in operation?
The fuck?
At the Bushehr nuclear plant, Mahmoud Jafari said a team is trying to remove the malware from several affected computers. Well, y'all dumbass motherfuckers, people. What the fuck does $1 billion get you nowadays? Nothing, apparently. And the last but not least, in the UK, nearest place on the planet, snack-eating burglar is jailed. Guess how?
What?
Anybody want to guess? A snack-eating burglar has been jailed.
Has been jailed?
Yeah, and guess how?
He was caught breaking in, eating snacks from the refrigerator?
No. He was jailed after eating snacks because DNA was found on a fucking juice carton.
The what?
The juice carton.
Oh, so they found it.
You got to be, boy, this first fucking award, too. God damn. A sweet tooth burglar who broke into homes and scoffed biscuits, chocolates, and ice cream has been jailed after his DNA was found on a discarded fruit juice carton. Adam Dumbass Bishop Bridges, 21, was jailed for 3.5 years after he admitted carrying out a spree of 16 burglaries over a four-week period. He smashed his way through rear windows armed with a spade before ransacking his victim's fridge, freezer, and cupboard.
Okay.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
And he only went in to grab something from a refrigerator every time?
That is like, damn, I want to give you another award. I mean, because you break into a bitch house, you got to be a, let me see this dude. He got to be an overweight dude. And if you're overweight, then what the fuck was you, Oh, no, there ain't no fucking way, people. There ain't no goddamn way. You got to be mentally. And see, that can only happen in the U.K., you feel me? Because here in the United States, he wouldn't have got no 3.5 years. I promise you, he wouldn't have got 3.5 years. They would have put his ass on some ignorant-ass probation because they would have called his ass mentally insane or some kind of mental. They would have put the mental shit in there. And it would have put his ass probably in jail for maybe a year. He might have did a year in jail, you know what I'm saying? Not no 3.5 years. And then it would have put his ass out on two years of papers, you know what I'm saying? And the condition of this is, you know, they'll make some money off of his ass. Lucky you was in the U.K., because shit. And it would embarrass your dumb ass down here. Motherfuckers go to jail and get life in prison for stealing 3 candy bars, which doesn't happen before. You know what I'm saying? And they convicted the dude. Yeah, they convicted him as a habitual offender. You know what I'm saying? States have 3 strikes. It don't matter if you kill a person 3 times or rob a bitch 3 times. You do a crime 3 times and you're out.
That sounds weird, by the way.
Yeah, but you know what? There was a guy that stole a pizza
3 times.
He stole a pizza and he got 25 to life.
25 to life.
Right here in San Jose, California.
On people. Now that candy bar dude, that's a true story. That's a true story. Now the dude, because he had a record, but it wasn't for stealing. So then when he started to steal, you know what I'm saying? That third time that he stole, they already seen that he was a habitual offender for crimes. Period. So then they just shit. You should have motherfucking did something more. You know what I'm saying? More harsh. Because now you just wasted your fucking time, and you's one of the dumbest criminals in the goddamn prison system. Besides motherfuckers going to prison for 5 years for having a goddamn driving on a suspended driver license, which 90% of the super motherfuckers do that shit down here. That's what's in prison. It ain't violent criminals. It's motherfuckers caught up in this old punk-ass system that they got you know what I'm saying, under their control. You know what I'm saying? With your driver's license, child support. Between them two, shit, you ain't got no freedom. Ain't no such thing as freedom in the United States. You know what I'm saying? You got the free to be dumb. That's it. You free
to
be dumb.
Yeah, the freedom to shit.
You know? And you can't even do that in prison all the time, because shit. Toilet check, nigga. Get off the toilet.
Oh, no.
Oh, my bad.
Flush.
That's about as bad as being in Saudi Arabia and stealing, get your hands cut off.
Well, no, because you'll be worse off than men. You know what I'm saying? Hell, we can go around and
at least you're free.
And fuck. But we'll still get stoned, but then y'all get stoned at the head and shit. They stone our bodies, and they just stone y'all fucking heads. Damn. Tell me who's in a better way. Yeah. I wouldn't want that. But that'll do it, people. My Health, Your Health Monday presents, you know what I'm saying, Bad Air. Goddamn right. And
fired up,
indoors,
baby.
Outdoors. There was no solution to this show, people. It was just to bring awareness that you live in fucked up times and in a fucked up environment. As you already seen, hell, I called the goddamn air quality dudes. These sons of bitches ain't answering the phone, folks. Yeah, I guarantee they ain't outside testing the air quality, though. You're probably outside smoking fucking cigarettes. Instead, they add to the goddamn problem.
They don't need to do that. The measuring points bring in the data automatically. They just have to gather it from the computer.
Right. Hey, man, set the laptop out there. It'll test it. Yeah. Man, but that's what's going down. So, I got to get the fuck up out of here, man, because I need to go get some weed. What the fuck is that?
That ain't me.
Not me either.
Goofy bone.
What the hell are you doing? Putting money into the goddamn machine?
I'm on Facebook being one of these losers playing Market Street.
Oh, that shit that you talking about, be a part of my neighborhood or whatever the fuck?
Oh, no, that's Social City. I got this new one where you create your own store and you slang shit and like, people buy stuff.
Hey, that makes for a great sample, by the way. Goofy Bone saying that he's a loser.
Fuck,
hey, I'm only being honest, people.
fucking boozer, man. Shit.
I'm ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Everybody can't be a winner. But, hey, we got weed, so I'm fucking, we're winning. We're fucking winning. If you got weed, you winning. You got some weed?
Oh, I got some weed.
Oh, well, you know, you're fucking winning. I ain't got none.
Hey, what's up, man? Can you play Great Fox to get us out of here?
I'm a goddamn loser right now. I can oblige that, my Blaxican friend.
Thank you, friend.
And since we are leaving, people, peace. Deep out. Sayonara.
Later, motherfucker.
This is another Dead Dog River.
Out of here. Shout out to Sayonara and everybody over there in the Netherlands. Everybody over there in Seattle, Washington with good health. You know what I'm saying? The Heavenly Angel. And all y'all fucked up motherfuckers over there in California. God damn. Shit. Hey, I'm going to start selling masks when I come up there, Goofy. Yeah, fucking right.
I'm winning,
motherfucker. Peace out, people.
Oh, baby, oh, you got me crazy. cause I love Thanksgiving. I try not to believe when my friends say it's easy, so
hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving, oh, leaving this time.